Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this episode, Linda Mills from First Call for Help joins Mike Kerner to talk about their transient housing project. This interview originally aired on the Eagle Morning Show on KAYS on Friday, June 21st.
Eagle Morning Show, welcome to it. And KAYS, it's 8:40, 20 minutes till 9. We also have Doug Williams coming up in the show this morning here at Eagle. Linda Mills is in with us, Executive Director at First Call for Help of Ellis County. You know what? I always try to figure out where your office is, and I figured it out last week. You are over there, right? How do you explain where you're at? You're right, like next to Gibbs Auto Supply. Right by there.
Actually, we're next to Staub Repair.
Yeah, there's Staub Repair.
There's a driveway in between us, and that's where you park when you come to First Call.
So people can come there. Now, here's the question. A lot of people will ask out there, Linda Mills, Executive Director, First Call for Help of Ellis County. What is First Call for Help? What exactly is that organization?
First Call for Help was established 20-some years ago to help with needs that people had, just financial, finding resources to help meet their basic needs. So it's really people who are struggling to make ends meet, struggling financially.
And now, at what point do you allow them to get the help? I mean, is there like, oh, we're one paycheck behind, or you're missing a car payment, or where is it that you define them to be somebody that you can help?
Well, there are criteria for each type of help that we have. And the program that we have for rent assistance is for residents of Ellis County that, you know, are established in a place to live, and maybe they had tires go flat and had to buy a new tire, and now they're short on rent money. So we can assist with that. We almost never can pay a full month's rent. So we work with a couple of other agencies and kind of collaborate together so that we can hopefully provide enough to keep them in their house. And that's kind of what that program is designed to do.
So your hope someday is to be able to have enough money donated to you that you could do some things like that.
Yes. Well, we actually do that now, but what the people that we can't help are people who are, you know, they just got evicted and they don't have a place to go, or they've been staying with their aunt for the last 2 months and the aunt wants them out for whatever reason. And they do not have the savings built up to pay a rent and deposit and maybe back utility bills to get back on their feet.
So really, it's a lot of people that maybe are becoming homeless. And you know, you think of homeless, but there's so many different levels of homeless. But so we do have homeless in Ellis County. And these are people that you're helping that are local people.
Yes. Correct.
So what are the reasons that, I mean, I know you gave it some of the reasons why they're homeless. I guess just maybe getting evicted or staying on somebody's sofa or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the reasons why.
Right.
And is there some kind of a time frame they've had to have been homeless before they qualify?
No, not necessarily. What we are doing, I mean, as far as homelessness is concerned, it really looks very different in rural America, Hayes, Kansas, then it looks in Wichita or Kansas City or Dallas or any of those bigger cities. You see the homelessness in those bigger cities, and you see it occasionally in our area, but what you don't see sometimes, or what you assume is just somebody sitting in their car waiting to pick somebody up, might be living in their car. You might be drive by at midnight and they'll be in there sleeping. So, you know, we don't recognize that individual necessarily as being homeless.
So what are some of the things that you, as First Call for Help, are doing to kind of help this? I mean, I know you're trying to help them with some financial stuff, but is there other support too?
Well, biggest reason I'm here today talking to you all is to talk about the First Step Building campaign. Our building there at 607 East 13th Street is a building that it looks small from the front, but it's very long, and we have an area in the back of our building that we are hoping to renovate and put four small rooms in with a shared kitchen so that we can provide some temporary housing to someone who has been evicted or is kind of at a place where they have to start over.
Okay. So is there plans to build something bigger down the road too?
Yes, we don't have definite plans yet, but that is kind of in that cloud that we look at. That's sure. The future. So, we are hoping to raise $250,000 here over the summer to begin construction on the temporary housing area. And then we hope to raise an additional $250,000 for future expansion
and so
of service.
This is not really homeless shelter per se. It's kind of transitional housing.
Right. It is transitional housing, which that means that they would be able to stay in the temporary housing for up to 6 months. And while they're there, First Call for Help will provide a number of services that will support those people and help them get back on their feet.
So when do you have to hope to have this little part open in the back by your office?
In early 2020.
Okay. So early 2020. And now if somebody out there wants to donate, I know you've got a big, drive going right now to start off this campaign. How do people donate if they want to donate to this cause?
If they want to donate here during this first kickoff week, they can call 623-2800. To make a donation over the phone. We'll have somebody available from 8 in the morning until 10 at night this week only, and then we'll pop back down to our regular office hours.
Very good.
But so yes, call, go online. There's a big donate button on our website.
Okay.
Our website is www.firstcallelliscounty.com.
And you also take checks and cash in person down at the office.
They can just stop in and see us. In fact, on Thursdays, we're going to have a regular time blocked out for just coffee and visiting with people if they want to know more about the First Step Building campaign or anything really that we do at First Call for Help. They can stop in. We'll give them a cup of coffee. We'll talk. And they can write a check then.
All right. Well, very good. Thanks for coming in and talking to us today.
All right.
It's Linda Mills, Executive Director at First Call for Help of Ellis County. This is the Eagle Morning Show at 847 on KAYS.